You are listening to the Jungian Podcast, presented by Columbia Media Group. Today's episode is sponsored by Superizer, your complete onion storage. They can be contacted at superizer.com. That's Superizer with a Z. In the summer, we tend to spend a lot of time going to field days because they are fun and informative. On today's podcast, Dave Alexander talks with George Crookham during one of Crookham's field days.
Hello and welcome to the onionpodcast.com. Today we are out in the field at the Crookham Company field day for trials, and we're visiting with George Crookham, the CEO of Crookham Company. George, thanks for having us out here today.
Thank you, Dave.
Just wanted to visit about some new varieties that you're working on, and also maybe you can give us some idea of who Crookham is and how did it come about? When did it start? Have you been there originally? Let's just do some background history.
Sure, Dave. We started in 1911. We cut our teeth on popcorn here in the Treasure Valley. Then that morphed into a vegetable seed production company. Our forte now is onions, popcorn, and sweet corn. We are a breeding, selling, and production company for those varieties. We are a family-owned company, one of the last ones in the U.S. I'm fourth generation, as I said, we are family-owned.
1911, that's impressive. That was your great-grandfather?
That was my great-grandfather.
Okay. And was he, who was he? Was he an immigrant into the valley, or where? What's his background?
So his family immigrated from Nebraska, Iowa area back in the early 1900s. There was always corn in our blood, and popcorn at the time was the snack food of the world. You know, you didn't have refrigeration, so you couldn't take chocolate and serve it. It just melted. And there was roasted peanuts and popcorn on not every corner, but a lot of corners during baseball games. It was the snack food of the day.
All right. Okay, so let's visit a little bit about some of the varieties that you're showing today. These are all short and intermediate day varieties?
These are all long day varieties. These are all long day. We have a few intermediates, but today we're focusing our long day program. And a little history on onions. You know, we were a predominant force back in the 50s, 60s, and 70s. We started onions in the 50s in this valley, Treasure Valley. We kind of lost our way a little bit. In the last 20 years, we refocused. We've spent tens of millions of dollars. And I'm happy to say we're profitable, we're back in the game, and our onions are starting to grow.
Nice.
The onions I'd like to talk about today were actually isolated eight, nine years ago. And the first one I'd like to talk about is coded 162. My nickname for that right now, and it's a nickname, is Bulletproof. And the reason I like to call it Bulletproof is the pink root stress tolerance is just fabulous. The tops are green. They really handle the thrips well. Good shape, single centers, hard globe, stores extremely well. It was the variety that when we pulled out the bulbs and the crates last April, hardly a sprout on it when everything else was sprouting like crazy. And we purposely do not store them underneath ideal conditions because we as breeders, we want to see what does good and what doesn't.
So 162, you hope to have commercial plots this next year?
Yeah, we will have strip trials out, maybe a little bit of acres. We're excited about it for the Treasure Valley and up in the Washington area. But like we seedsmen like to say is, you know, don't count your chickens yet. You got to get the seed in the bag. And right now the seed's in the dryers and it looks good. But let us dry it, thrash it, condition it, and see what we got. And we just don't want to mislead anybody.
Sure, that's great. Okay, so that will take care of the Treasure Valley and Washington area. What else new do you have coming for some other parts of the country?
Well, we actually, back to the 162, it's looked good in California as well, too, for the exact same reasons. It does well on that tail end. It is a full season. It's about 5 days past Vaquero variety. So what's next? Very exciting is 105. It goes right up against Vaquero in the Treasure Valley. Looks good up in the Pacific Northwest, Washington area. Beautiful globe, high yield potential. Here again, we got seed in the dryer and that crop looks really good, but let us get it in the bag.
Get it in the bag.
But we will probably have possibly across the Pacific Northwest and a little in California, hundreds of acres out.
Wow.
That's okay. How much seed we have, and that's what the interest it's generating.
Right. Okay.
So here again, erect tops, very healthy, good pink root, great shape, single centers. We think it's going to do well, and we won't know until we put it underneath that pressure, but we think it's going to do well as a ringer. Actually, Dave Whitwood, our breeder, talked that he selected this variety specifically for that, so it would ring well.
Okay. What else do you have? I know you have some coming for like the New York area.
Yeah, we got the 189. It's also a full season, hard globe storage. Does well up the Pacific Northwest. Has a great scale. That's what we're excited about it. Comes down a little bit earlier than the Vaquero types. Has that thin neck, so the bacterial rot is doing good. But that dark green scale, that hard storage onion is looking fabulous. It has those erect tops. And that's what we've been selecting for, is those erect tops. We just think they're healthier, and we know it's easier to control the thrips with the erect tops.
Okay. So that's Pacific Northwest again.
Pacific Northwest and Midwest Northeast.
Okay.
This one's
rough
kind
areas.
Yeah. This is kind of a switch hitter, which is not common for the onion world.
Okay. Very cool. What? Anything else? Do you have anything else new coming or anything else you'd like to...
Well, we're just committed to this program. I know some people are looking at us going, I thought you guys got out onions. We never did. We just bought a program down in New Mexico, hired on a breeder, Filippo. He's here. That's our short day onion program, and it's doing extremely well for us. It also helps us with our intermediate program, which is doing very well in California and down into New Mexico and Arizona. So we're committed to this program, and we plan to stay around and give these big multinationals a run for their money.
All right. Well, that's great. We want to thank you for visiting with us today, right in the middle of your field day, and you've got other stuff to do. So thank you, George. Again, this has been George Crookham. Anything else as a parting shot, any takeaways that you want to leave us with?
Well, I don't like to take shots at anybody, Dave, but thanks for your time.
All right, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are for informational purposes only, and solely those of the podcast participants, contributors, and guests. They do not constitute an endorsement by or necessarily represent the views of Columbia Media Group or its affiliates.